Thank you for the love you provide in our everyday. Holla at your Lord.
Holla.
Holla. Very good. Adam Brown went to town. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
It's good to see you. Well, sad news. And let's start off right away. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Sydney Pollack, dead. Pollack. He's dead either way.
Is that the painter?
No, the director.
The guy
that, yeah, the guy that did Out of Africa, Tootsie, Absence of Malice.
Tootsie.
Dead. He was Michael Clayton's boss in Michael Clayton. Dead. He was Will's dad in Will and Grace. Dead. 73 years old.
Doesn't affect me.
Diagnosed with cancer. Oh, no? How about this one? The remains of a woman has been found sitting in front of her TV 42 years after she was reported missing, she was found.
Okay. What?
She was born in 1924, had apparently made herself a cup of tea before sitting in her favorite armchair in front of her black and white television.
That's why she died.
Croatian police said she was last seen by neighbors in 1966 when she would have been 42 years old. Her neighbors thought she had moved out of her flat and went somewhere else.
A flat apartment.
But she was found by police and bailiffs who had broken in to help the authorities establish who owned the flat.
What a bunch of dirty people in an apartment for you to not smell a dead body for years.
Yes. So far, we
have what else is taking up that smell? How much air freshener are you? What's happening?
She was small.
The entire town should have been up in something.
So far, we have no idea. Like, mail's piling up.
Right.
She's coming any day now. Don't touch it. She's feisty. That only proves you're a bitch.
What a bitch, yeah.
40-some years old.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
So far, we have no idea.
Not one person called you. Is this real?
Yeah. So far, we have no idea how it is possible that someone officially reported missing so long ago was not found before in the same apartments used to live in. Even the cops are like,
yeah,
we don't need
up.
To check.
You she fucked up.
Yeah.
When that's officers, like the Alice in Chains guy. Nobody found him for like 11 days.
Yeah, he wasn't
was
a nice person.
Smell. Yeah, yeah.
When officers went there, they said it was like stepping into a place frozen in time. The cup she had been drinking tea from was still on the table next to the chair.
And it was hot and steaming.
And that proved that the killer was still there.
Fuck wants to know if the TV was still on.
Playing.
Wait, so bills weren't paid.
She was playing the Wii.
But the apartment was paid for by whom? That the landlord wouldn't come and evict.
Right, maybe she owned. Good for her.
Still, no your lights. Taxes. I guess they just shut the lights off.
You know what? She never complained. She didn't complain about noise.
Best tenant ever.
She didn't complain about. You know what? I've had the hot water shut off for 3 days. You know who didn't complain? The dead lady. I'm sorry that rent's coming in slow sometimes, but I'm good with it. I'll just collect her mail and cash the checks for her. Well, that's sad. Did you know her? Does she affect you, Adam?
Mm-mm.
All right, next story. Moving on. By the way, mentioning the Wii leads to me talking about the Xbox 360. I do now, in fact, own Halo 3.
Yay!
Thanks to David, I can't read his name, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
I no longer have a boyfriend. Thank you, David.
You ready to get fucked up after the show?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Let's get it.
Oh, you know what? Before Adam came, he's like, I can't stay long, but Halo. Suddenly, there's no work tomorrow. There's another beer in the hand.
Also, from Randall, I have Dark Sector. Also looks like I kill people. People are starting to realize what I like. I like killing people. There's Keith and Hemda. This is Randall 55 from Australia. This game is banned in my country due to high levels of violence. Yes, the country where it's okay for a father to make babies with his own daughter. So I thought you might like it. It's brand new and unplayed. Kick-ass. Rock on. You guys are the best. Randall. JustInRandall.com. And I looked this guy's. This guy does amazing artwork. Did the graphic covers for some books you'll recognize. I did. And I'm not really into that world. But thank you guys for the games.
I did, and I don't read.
I don't read. I'm not into comics. But I reckon, like, 30 Days of Night, he drew the outside, if not the inside of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty good.
Eh.
More important is this game. Here's some celebrity news. Nick Hogan, the son of Hulk Hogan, of course, having a hard time in jail. He's in there for...
Ooh, he was pretty.
He was gorgeous. He was gorgeous.
Ooh.
And he drove a car not properly.
Oops.
Earlier in the day, he happened to be drinking with his father, actually, on a lake. They went fishing, and the dad bought him some beers. Next thing you know, later, he's speeding, and he crashes, and the person sitting next to him ended up in a wheelchair. And
is
now
this,
he's in jail for that.
Do we know if it's a weird wheelchair for life?
I don't know.
I thought it was his best friend, and he's dead.
He's not dead.
I don't think, no. He's not dead.
Well, let's say that that's better.
Okay, he's dead now.
Spread that.
But, you
know. We spread so much other shit.
If you call from a jailhouse phone, those calls apparently are being recorded.
Yeah. Did you know that, by the
way?
I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I guess
it's like, oh, I'm going to bring in whatever, and, you know, you're scheming and whatnot. So
they have whole languages for that, though.
Right. I understood it, but also when I was in jail, TMZ wasn't around. Not that they'd be looking for me.
Mm.
But my point is, you got a lot of scumbag gossip services out there now. And they went and said, hey, I'll check on that tape.
What would you think, though?
Would I think?
I would. Was shocked. I was like, wow.
Somebody would tell me. My agent or manager would tell me, shut your fucking mouth.
I think somebody from the prison probably figured
probably.
It out. Yeah, they knew who it was, heard something, and probably got money for it.
Here's some calls, and they go better as we go along. This is
and this is up for anybody to get?
Yeah, it's public record.
It's public record. That's insane.
Oh, God, where do you go through those? I wanted to hear that.
Yeah. Well, here it is.
See, but wait. But see, if I don't know, if you were TMZ, wouldn't you want to wait until...
No, I thought of that. Wait until you get even juicier dirt.
Because they don't know. Now they know that they're being recorded.
You got to get the scoop. You know what I mean? Like, somebody else is going to figure out public record.
Right.
Entertainment, you can't let Entertainment Tonight beat you. As soon as you find out, you gotta go, sorry, I can't even wait. I see what you're saying, but you gotta take what you can get.
And do you feel like a scumbag when you're about to play this?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The tiniest
I think
bit.
This
I don't know
is
yet.
A little
let me
gross.
Hear it.
Here's Nick and his mother.
Well, sweetness.
Tell Kevin to come by tonight.
Somehow you're going to have to just get through it. I don't know what to do. You can make your bed 42 different ways.
Now, at first I thought
she
was like...
make your bed 42
I thought she was saying like you made your bed and you lie.
Me too.
What she's talking about is what you can do in prison to pass
time.
Make your bed literally 42 different ways.
She's
turn it into a game. No, she's not kidding. This is how my dad told me, you don't like mowing the grass? Make a game out of it. Act like you're it's a race, right. And you compare that to the last time you mowed the grass.
Should have done a gigantic dick pattern.
I'm done, Dad. Oh, I was doing the art game.
Wash your hands a lot. Wash your feet. You could wash your hair in the sink. You could stretch.
Oh, God. If this was the conversation I'm having with people from jail, I mean, I guess you're desperate for whoever you know.
Right.
So, I don't know. Just talk to me about anything. How many times should I brush my hair?
Right.
How many times should I brush my teeth? How do I blow my nose? Please, Mom. Just talk to me.
You can play thumb wrestling.
But does she understand that he's in jail and she's telling him to comb his hair?
Finger wrestling.
Get maybe, shank out of that comb.
Maybe do like pinky wrestling. Leg wrestling, I saw that on TV. You can do that one.
Wash your hair in the sink. Mm. You could stretch.
Wash your feet in the sink. Wash your face, but only with one hand, like you're a crib. Oh, never mind.
Fun.
You could do push-ups.
You know, all the things your friend can't do anymore.
Jerk off.
You tricep dips.
Yeah. Try what?
Tricep dips.
Tricep dips.
All the different exercises. Calf raises.
I forgot who she's married
to. Squat thrust.
Know?
Right. Steroids.
Yeah.
You do tricep dips.
Thanks, that helps a lot.
You know, right. And hopefully it'll make you a little tired so you can go to bed.
I hear you.
The guard doesn't want to talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm being told about the guy will be in a wheelchair if he gets out. He's in like half a coma now. He's all fucked up. He's still in the hospital. That's what it is. And he won't be convicted of manslaughter because Nick was already tried and convicted. So even if the guy dies, he's, you know, he's still doing the time that he's going to do.
I think that's going to affect Nick forever anyway. That's your friend.
Right.
But think about him boring this to the poor guard. He's got to sit in the hallway and stare back at the empty doors. Like, he's in the same boat as you are.
Who? The guard?
That's true. Think about the guard.
Think about the guard.
You're bored, but think about that guard, how bored he is. He's having a time, right, son? Anyway.
I wouldn't want his job.
Martini?
They switch all the time. Yeah, I mean, but he's just on the other side of the door. It's like, still, what a tough job that would be.
What? You're so
I gotta
in
go.
Jail.
I gotta go, Nick. My drink's getting warm.
What a horrible mother.
It's not that she's a horrible mother. It's that she's a dummy.
Right, she's
That's
a dummy.
That's all.
Dummy.
We're having a good time. You know what somebody just told me? Don't spill that on my good carpet. What somebody just told me was that you're getting out eventually. The guard won't be. So that's funny. Actually, the guard fucking goes home every day and fucks his wife. Anyways.
Put the pool table in Nick's old room.
Not you, Nick. A different son we have now. Oh, rich. That is rich.
That's funny.
That's rich. Right? We can laugh, Nick, right? That was funny.
Your car is funny. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Driving that thing.
Well, I just miss you a lot. I miss your little face around here, and I just don't know what to do. Brooke's been sad all day worrying about you.
I miss you more.
I know how much you miss me. You're my baby. You're my bubba.
Mm.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
What time are we going to go in the morning? Well, I think
this call may be recorded or monitored.
Oh.
That's it.
Yeah, oh well, whatever. Oh. Anyways.
So tell me again how I'm your bubba.
I'm coming from 3 to 4. He's coming in the morning before 10 sometime.
You remember coming so by yourself?
By the way, they're not together, you know, Hulk Hogan and his wife.
Oh, they really did split?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
In the morning. Then you'll see your dad. And then I'll be in at 3 o'clock. And then save your last phone call to call me at night.
You have 60.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
To your next raping.
Get off the phone,
okay,
bitch.
Nikki?
I love you.
I love you. We've only got 50 seconds.
Well, fucking enjoy it with your kid for a minute. Anyway, Mom, I miss you and I love you. 39, son. 38.
Say something meaningful. Hurry, hurry.
Where's the weed?
I love you, Nikki.
I love you so much. Please just pray for me and just call Kevin right now.
I love you too, Nikki, and I will pray for you. I'm going to call Kevin right now. I'm going to stay on it all day. I don't care how much I drive him crazy.
Okay, please.
Man,
but I'm so happy for Mother's Day.
Who's Kevin?
The lawyer, I assume.
Because you love me so much. You just don't realize how much that makes my life. That's the best thing in the world that could ever happen.
We're going to get cut off, okay?
I love you, Nikki.
I love you, Mommy.
I'll have news for you tonight, okay?
Okay.
Woo! Kids are drama.
Now I'd feel like now I'd feel like shit. right before I played it, I thought it was gonna be something good, you know, like if it was something like I thought it was gonna be something scandalous or some crazy shit, you know.
Yeah, that guy's in the hospital, but he owes me money, and he's the one who told me to drive faster.
What's that?
It's just him and his mom. Like, I love you. That's terrible.
Yeah,
that is
terrible. How about this one? This
it's
is
hard
to
make fun of.
This one's Nick. Oh, shit. Nick and his father. And they're going to talk about religion.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to lay some deep shit on him. Excited already.
So, I don't know. Should I get grateful and awareness under my riff and then put family first on top?
What?
He's talking about getting a tattoo.
You should get grateful and awareness right where I have it.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to put it. But family first, should I put that underneath grateful and awareness? Because I'm afraid that if you look at the riff from underneath, it'll say grateful family, and the other one will say
these people
awareness.
Had a show.
Yeah. Why don't you just write sweet little bitch on your arm now that you're in the prison?
No, I want to put it right over the swastika that's branded in my ass.
Can you ask your artist friends what's the best thing to turn a swastika? You know what? Never mind that. Never mind that.
First.
All right. You ready for some heavy stuff, or you want to keep talking?
Yeah, give me some heavy stuff, big dog.
All right, you know that.
Big dog.
Remember to eat your vitamins.
Right.
Do the exercise programs.
Hey, Dad, people in here are starting to say you were on steroids. Vitamin B, son. Vitamin B and riboflavin.
That you're on, you know?
Yeah.
That present, aware, that whole vibe that you get yourself on.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a temporary vibe, you know? That's like you're evading all those low vibes of worry and doubt and fear, but you're...
Vibes. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you know what? They're just a nice family.
Being present, you know how you're always worried and doubtful and fearful and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your normal state. Well, all of a sudden, that temporary high vibe that you got, that's just a glimpse of your next stage where you're going to be all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God is telling you that high vibe that you felt when you woke me up this morning and said you're still vibing.
Yeah.
That's who you really are, and that's where you're going to go.
God gave me a glimpse of being present because that's where he wants me to live all the time.
Right.
And
the more present you stay, the more you're gonna that glimpse is gonna become your reality. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you're gonna live in that.
Well, this will be then solitary confinement.
I'm really freaking out, Dad, because you know how they said they were gonna move me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the captain came in and said he could move me. You know, so he said that he was gonna put me in this area. You know. He said he could move me, but he can't put me with other people because of my age, you know?
Yeah.
So he said that... Oh, so he moved me from security. So now I'm in maximum security.
I think it's funny that TMZ bleeped this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't have cursing.
Yeah.
And they put me in this room that's like... it's like the other room at least had like one window where I could see out to the guard, you know, and I could wave at him and I could like, you know, at least get his attention.
Yeah.
They put me in a room like all the way down the end of this long hall with no guard at the end. The room, when it closes, it's really, really dark inside, and like there's no lights in it. And when the door closes, there's no windows at all, and like I can't see out or anything. So like if I knock on the door or anything, I don't know if anyone can hear me or anything.
He sounds like a little kid.
Yeah.
Did he always sound like that, or is he about to cry?
He's crying.
He is crying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Isn't this fair, all of it? He's kind of freaking out. It's a, like he's not allowed to see anybody else because he's a celebrity. He's not having normal conversations. I'd be freaked. Eight months of this.
I would recognize again that you're going to hear these phone calls, and this
is going
to get
back. I
don't know
that I think about it when you told me that you had these tapes. I'm like, well, how the fuck?
Right.
And I get it. You know, we're not under surveillance all the time. They leave their house. They're getting cameras flashing.
Is this through the glass? Or is it the payphone thing?
This is the payphone. Yeah, this is the payphone. Isn't it weird if you call 911, they can get those records? Like, you got to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's weird that we can get it. I mean, I understand right. Authorities yeah. having it.
Well, I think I should have a right.
There was a fire in your town.
I think they record the through the glass ones, too.
Really?
I guess so.
That makes... Well, it has to be, right? Yeah, that's where people talk about how we're going to shank the other, right? Right?
That is right.
Right?
Put the drugs in your pussy.
All right, here's Hulk Hogan describing that, you know, the friend is about to die now.
No.
It might be in a wheelchair, and that it's actually his fault.
Holy shit.
Why would he tell him that?
I don't know what type of person John was or what he did to get himself in this situation. I know he was pretty aggressive and used to yell at people and used to do stuff. But for some reason, man, God laid some heavy shit on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
He was into driving with me.
It was his fault.
That's what it is.
Oh, my God. Did Hulk Hogan just say that karma is killing this other boy?
Yeah.
That's what he just said. I thought you were saying that he's going to blame his child.
No. Oh, no, no.
I don't know what kind of yelling he was doing at people, but...
Yeah, he was...
That's weird. I know he was into yelling.
And meanwhile, we just heard how religious he is, or spiritual, or whatever the word is.
Don't forget that religion tells you that you're going to go to hell.
Right.
So this is hell. You know, he's talking about, oh, well, here's what he did, so he gets to go to hell.
For some reason, man, God laid some heavy shit on that kid, man. I don't know what he was into.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a reason.
He was into having a friend that bought him beer... that afternoon before his son went into the car.
How old is Nick?
Low 20s.
Oh, so he is past 21?
Yeah.
Negative person.
He was what?
He was a negative person. Will you work on that reality deal?
Yep.
For me and get that thing lined up so the minute I walk out of wherever I walk out of, it's there, boom.
Can you do it while you're on probation?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, you want to do it Pink Snickers or you want to do it someone else?
I want to do it where I'll make the most money.
Well, pink Snickers, by the way, I recognize.
What is that?
It's two pink Snickers that does the moonwalk as a logo after a lot of these reality shows. And that's who's like, do you want to work with Pink Snickers? Do we work with somebody else on the reality show? Or Tim, what is it? Real? What the fuck?
Reality.
Right.
Okay, you want to do it Pink Snickers or you want to do it someone else?
I want to do it where I'll make the most money.
Well, then you need to do it with me, Jason, and Eric. You know, if I'm producing the show, I won't screw you. You know that.
Yeah, of course.
I'll get you everything. I'll make you an owner.
Yeah.
You own the show.
Yeah.
Did they just segue from this guy's an asshole and he deserves everything he gets to do we want to make the
most
money?
Yeah.
There was no segue there.
No. It wasn't separate parts of the conversation.
And then you tell him, we'll talk about my friend and then I'll cry.
I see how
Danny,
did Bonnie, that?
Danny Bonaducci comes in right. And he fucking wrestle.
And he kicks one of us out.
You're on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me get to work on that with Eric tonight. He's here too.
Okay, cool.
So, dude, we can get that pulled off, dude.
Reality.
Let's make this paper.
Reality.
Babe, I'm seeing that Nick Hogan is actually 17 years old.
Really?
He's got to be young because they were saying that, first of all, he's a younger brother, and they were saying that he has to be segregated because of his age.
Okay.
And remember, there was a whole thing, is he going to get tried as an adult, I think? There was that thing. And so why was that? I was asking that because his father bought him beer, holier than thou.
Right.
And so, I mean, I get it. I get that a father can buy, you know, an underage.
He's the Hulkster.
He's the Hulkster.
No, you know, not everyone waits until they're 21. I get it. But you're so like, oh, what's wrong with that guy? That guy was negative.
Right.
He deserves to die, this negative bastard. How dare he bring those vibes to
my
son?
That's the wrong religion. That's karma.
Okay, cool.
So, dude, we can get that pulled off, dude.
Reality.
Real laugh.
We could spin this into a positive.
Right.
A positive banger, girl.
Life gives you lemons. You ever hear this one, son?
Hold off, dude.
Reality.
The new Nick or something.
New Nick.
Or something. We'll have to come up with a good name. Think of a good name.
I'll be thinking of a good name.
Between butt slang.
Nick Knack Paddywhack.
That's good, son. You fucking retard. I'll give you whatever. You want movies? Done.
The nick of time.
Oh, that's actually good.
Nickelodeon.
Because he's serving time.
Good name. Think of a good name.
I'll be thinking of a good name. It'll be reality how I'm getting
Nick
back Landon.
On my
feet. He really thinks this reality is very clever.
No, I think he doesn't know the words.
Oh, Saint Nick.
Saint Nick. Saint Nick's good.
And I'm recovering after this. Celebrity out of jail.
Celebrity out of jail. Saint Nick, celebrity out of jail. I like it. Do you think, like, I'm sure he can get parole or whatever, that kind of things. I wonder if these tapes are going to affect that. Listen to the beginning of this segment.
I'm not going to put on my court clothes. I'm going to come in my jumpsuit, you know?
Yeah.
For the sympathetic factor.
Yeah.
Could that affect him? Now, everybody does that when everybody does it. You know how you do it, listener.
Yeah.
No, but we do. Yeah,
but you do think, like, should I wear this or do I wear the suit? Like, why is it?
Even your lawyer probably tells you, here's what you need to
put
wear.
Put on your civvies.
Right. Mm-hmm. But to hear it, is it different? Will that affect them?
Everything affects everybody.
Right.
That's like when you say, okay, when they say strike that from the record. I don't have a record in my head that
right.
we can strike.
I would strike it. Never fucking
have. You're a better human being than I am.
I'd hire Adam as
my
lawyer.
See that to a girl the next day. Strike that.
Never. Yeah.
For the sympathetic factor.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if you wanted to be there.
No.
Yes. Yes. No.
Fuck no. Where? Where you are? Shit no. Hell's no.
No.
Okay.
No. It would be too high profile, bro.
You
know, media.
You're Nick,
yeah.
But I'm the fucking Hulkster.
Do you understand who I am?
Do me a favor. Ask the jail boys around town who the fuck I am. I'm the Hulkster. Half of them are on steroids because of me.
I'd bring 50,000 Hulkamaniacs behind me.
Speaking of karma, Sharon Stone had this to say. I'm not happy about the way the Chinese are treating the Tibetans because I don't think anyone
should... Because they had it coming.
Right, because I don't think anyone should be unkind to anyone else. And then this earthquake and all this stuff happened, and I thought, is that karma?
Coinky dink?
When you're not nice, that the bad things happen to you?
Hey, if the Hulkamania guy thinks that,
yeah.
Then we should all.
Well, Chinese people, Hong Kong, they will no longer show Sharon Stone's movies because she believes that the earthquake came from God. Should have been nicer. Should have been nicer, Chinese. Oh, well.
It's inappropriate.
She said it.
How does she not know?
Right. She doesn't know that that's bad. Think about it.
No, because...
Doesn't she have a adopted Chinese kid? I swear. I think she has an adopted
Asian.
I don't know if Chinese, but Asian kid.
Right.
I think Tibetan.
Oh, well, she's fine with the Tibetans.
Oh, she loves them.
She doesn't like the way the Chinese were treating the Tibetans, so now this is why the Chinese had a horrible earthquake and they're dying.
Hmm.
That's what she's saying.
Well, everyone deserves what's coming to them.
Yeah, gotta
no
be
matter that. What. God has a purpose.
So what did the Tibetans do to deserve the Chinese fucking up them?
She does have to keep going back in history.
Yeah, that's true. Adam is so clever sometimes.
What came first, the chink of the Tibetan?
Right. I've said that for years. Now it makes sense.
Adam comes over and clarifies all of Keith's stupid things that we hear all day long.
Just show your snatch box. You're not that deep.
Chinese do have better food.
This is the person whose movie, like, whose biggest role in the movie was all posit. That's where her beaver's showing.
Yeah.
You're so clever.
Sharon Stone, Snatchbox 3. But first, what do you think about the Tibetans?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the earthquake, Cher?
Tim is chiming in. Is Hulk Hogan a Scientologist? Don't they think negative people should all die and only care about money? Maybe that's why they're doing so well.
Is he?
I don't know.
Well, that's dangerous if they got him.
That's true. I don't like that coup.
And Sexy Potato is saying, karma is why you almost killed your friend. Karma is why I fucked my daughter's best friend. Karma is why the hair on my head does not match the hair on my face.
Yeah, that's right. Hulk Hogan fucked one of his daughter's friends.
Yeah.
That's why the family broke up. That was like the big straw. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Where's that
karma? You like
karma?
What you like.
What kind of karma after you fuck your daughter's...
Your son goes to jail.
And her name happened to be Karma.
Right.
Shoot a belly ring.
That's why he believes in it.
Well, listen to this. This is a horrible thing Chinese are doing. We can all agree. Disabled people...
Is this why they deserved it?
Maybe. ...can be unsocial, stubborn, defensive, and have a strong sense of inferiority, according to an official Beijing Olympics guide set to spark outrage in the disabled community. The manual for volunteers is peppered with patronizing comments, noting, for example, that physically disabled people are, quote, often mentally healthy. Volunteers at the Olympics and Paralympics are instructed not to call Paralympians or disabled spectators, quote, crippled or lame, even if they are, quote, just joking.
Even if they are, quote, crippled or lame.
The document, which indicates the Chinese hosts could use a swift education in political correctness, says the optically disabled, quote, seldom show strong emotions. Physically disabled people are often mentally healthy. They show no differences in sensation, reaction, memorization, and thinking mechanism from other people, but they might have unusual personalities because of disfigurement and disability.
What are they saying? That don't say not nice things because they can hear you?
Don't call them crips.
Don't call them crips.
Because they can hear you and they have feelings.
Most of them, believe it or not,
some of them can have at least one ear.
Yes. For example, some physically disabled are isolated, unsocial, and introspective. They usually do not volunteer to contact people. Sometimes they are overly protective of themselves, especially when they are called crippled or paralyzed. Volunteers are instructed never to, quote, stare at their disfigurement. This is like you had New York McDonald's workers over there.
That's hard, though.
Mm-hmm. It is hard not to look.
Yeah.
Like, you know what ends up happening? You end up so not looking.
It's even worse.
That you're bringing attention to it by not looking. Do you remember we mentioned this, I give him the fucking wide eyes.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
We've mentioned
this
before.
Be honest. Fucking walk up to the guy. Holy fuck. What happened to you?
I mean, something happened to you because you're in this program here.
Everyone, there's something.
But remember we had the chance to see the smallest woman in the world?
Right.
You know, you paid a dollar.
You saw her?
Yeah, but here's what happens, okay? She's sitting in a booth on the other side of a wall, okay?
Can you pick her up?
No, you bowl with her, but just once. And there's like 100 pins, and whoever gets the most down at once. Anyway, so you literally walk up like three stairs. You go around like, when you turn the corner, you can look and see her, and then you walk down the stairs after you turn the corner again. We didn't even look.
We're scumbags, and we didn't even look. Nobody's looking. Like, here's a dollar. You look over, you're like...
It's awkward because she's just sitting there on display. So you take a glance, and you don't even full-on turn your head. You just kind of like, as if she's walking down the street, and she's not on fucking display. You just paid a dollar to go see her.
I would have turned and said, what's up?
But you were disgusted by the Nick Hogan phone calls. I don't know. Like, you think this is her choice.
It is her choice, and we should have looked.
She's getting a paycheck.
It was a surprise. I think now it would be a fun experiment to see what would be our reaction now. I think now I would interview her.
You wouldn't be funny?
I need to know.
You stare and look for a second, and she goes, scumbag. Wouldn't that stick with you?
You're not better than me. I'll turn and go.
She wasn't that Jordy. Looking. She's really tiny. But really, we were just looking from the corner.
So are you a creep if you date that?
Are you oh...
There's something weird.
Something weird.
I remember I saw a talk show where a guy dated a girl. She looked like she was 15, but she's really like 40. But yeah, you're a fucking creep.
But also, imagine having sex with that. You're just bopping something up and down. You know, you're lifting your entire thing. You're masturbating with a person. Right. You know?
Oh, you could. I don't know.
It sounds nice now.
You can do the whirly wind.
Exactly.
Did the wife try to defend herself, and the guy hands her comics, and he's like, shh, shh, baby, shh. Baby goes, shush, I'm on TV.
Say gaga.
A patronizing or condescending attitude will be easily sensed by them, as they have superpowers. Even for a brain-damaged patient, though he cannot control his limbs, he is able to see and understand like other people. Like most, he can read your body language.
Oh, my God.
China's treatment of the disabled has in the past angered swimming great Don Fraser, who cited it as one of the reasons he's not going to Beijing. She said, it's a girl. She said in April she had seen disabled athletes spat on in the streets of Beijing during university games in the mid-90s. They spit on them in China. Earthquake.
Oh.
Boom.
Stop spitting. That's rude. That's rude to spit. Very rude.
Maybe it's a custom, though, thing. We don't know. It's a cultural thing.
That's true. It could be a cultural thing. In which case,
when they fart, it means thank you very much.
That's true. That could be. By the way, Albert Einstein, there's a letter that they found where Albert Einstein says, I do not believe in religion, and it's bullshit. So how can you argue that? If you're on the fence about religion, the smartest man ever in the history of the universe says,
hooey.
In his own words.
No, that's it.
Albert Einstein regarded religion as childish and primitive legends. A private letter he wrote a year before his death was revealed, but this is the year of scumbags, so we found it. The great scientist's views on religion have long been debated, with many seizing upon phrases such as God does not throw dice as evidence that he believed in a creator. But the newly unveiled letter, a response to philosopher Eric Goodkind, has cast doubt on the theory that Einstein had any belief in God at all towards the end of his life. In a letter dated January 3rd, 1954, here's some quotes. The word God is for me nothing more than the expression and product of human weakness. The Bible, a collection of honorable but still primitive legends, which are nevertheless pretty childish. No interpretation, no matter how subtle, can for me change this. Einstein, who died the following year, aged 76, did not spare Judaism from his criticism.
And he went straight to hell.
Believing Jewish people were in no way chosen by God. He wrote, for me, the Jewish religion, like all others, is an incarnation of the most childish superstitions, and the Jewish people to whom I gladly belong and with whose mentality I have a deep affinity have no different quality for me than all other people.
Well, who's he writing this to, or is it just
a friend, a fellow learned man.
Okay.
As far as my experience goes, they are no better than other human groups, although they are better protected from the worst cancers by a lack of power. Otherwise, I cannot see anything chosen about them. I don't know. I didn't really get that. Although they are better protected from the worst cancers by a lack of power.
I don't understand that.
If you get more power, the more of an asshole you are.
I was thinking, like, I don't understand by lack of power. Maybe I was thinking because they had power, because they
Have money.
Right, because they own Hollywood.
Bullshit.
Right.
Jewish conspiracy.
But that's something, sorry, Dad. Einstein says. Einstein says. How do you disagree with Einstein? Like, well, Einstein, the Bible says.
You know what the answer is. You gotta have faith.
Right.
It's all about the faith. We know it looks dead up wrong.
Right.
That's when the faith comes in.
That's when you really have to believe. When it sounds the dumbest, that's when you turn to God.
By the way, switching gears, listen to this. Adam just got off an airport or airplane. Airport bungle gives passenger $10,000 in drugs. An unsuspecting passenger who flew to Tokyo is carrying 1 million yen's worth of cannabis, compliments of customs authorities after a bungled exercise involving sniffer dogs. An officer of Narita International Airport yesterday stuffed 142 grams of weed into the side pocket of a randomly selected black suitcase coming off of an overseas flight so that the animal could detect it. This is how they're testing their dogs over there. They take weed, a bunch of weed, put it in a regular person's bag, yours or mine.
Which then now have the your dog shit smells like weed. You have to explain it to your wife when you get off the airplane.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah. You have to explain it to your mom. You have to explain it to someone, or now your shit just smells like weed.
The dog couldn't find it, and the officer also forgot what bag he put it in.
Oh, good.
If by some...
Nobody wrote it
down. He was partaking.
Yeah, yeah. if by some chance passengers find it in their suitcase, we're asking them to return it. Wow. I even want to walk in with a bag of weed.
Oh, they don't know where it is?
They don't know where it is because these dummies put it in a... Like,
who announced that? Who leaked that?
Right.
The
well, 30 somebody has to,
earthquake.
Somebody has to tell somebody else where where the weed is.
Yeah, the 38-year-old officer was quoted by the spokeswoman as saying, "I knew that using passengers' bags for sniffer dog training is prohibited, but I did it because I wanted to improve the sniffer dog's ability. You do a test to see if it will work.
At least spray fake weed smell."
Yeah, that means there's a chance your test won't work. Your test did not work.
And this is an individual test that you decided to do as a favor to the company? Are you insane?
Yeah.
And where'd you get the weed?
"This case was extremely regrettable. I would like to deeply apologize," says the customs chief.
Oh, whoops. Okay. Forgiven.
The cannabis, a street value of 1 million yen, or $10,000.
Whoa. Ooh. Cheap yen.
Was in a metal box wrapped with newspapers. Japan strictly prohibits both hard and soft drugs, with people imprisoned for possession of even small amounts of cannabis. This is one of those ones, like a broke-down palace. This is one of those countries. You gotta get
Midnight
caned,
Express.
And you're trying to accept... No, I just, it was in my bag from the airport.
No trial!
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, but now we know how to smuggle that in. He said, what did he say?
Oh, they snuck it in metal. My bag. They were testing the dogs.
See if there was dog testing. Just if there was. Just if there was. Ask him about dog testing. He came from Hong Kong. Customs regulations specify that a training suitcase be used for such exercises. Really? Hmm. But the official said...
But where are we going to get a suitcase from?
Yeah, he had used...
And clothes. We got to get clothes. I mean, there's so many suitcases right here.
But the official said he had used passenger suitcases for similar purposes in the past. Good. How about your lawyer saying, shut the fuck up?
How about he's really a dealer and this is just his way of covering?
I was trying to test you.
The dogs have always been able to find it before. I became overconfident that it would work.
How about you shut the fuck up?
They shot
again,
the dog.
Again, another retard.
Incredible. All right, should we get to the exciting news about that chick I banged?
Yes.
I banged the chick.
Lady?
I banged the lady. Kind of.
Oh.
All right, here it is. We played this at the end of yesterday's show just to set Adam up.
Hope you're having a great week. It's sunny and beautiful in Los Angeles after a week of rain and cold. And I am taping this unusually in the middle of the day. Normally I tape at night, of course, because Whispered Pearls is a nighttime thing.
But yes.
Adam's looking at me. I didn't do it. She's the one that fucked him.
He's looking over like your headphones don't work. Are we? What the fuck?
Are we saying this in front of her?
It's a nighttime thing, but I have two roommates now, so I have to juggle their schedules and mine as to when I could record.
Yeah.
And they're gone, so I'm recording. And by the way,
I just came.
I fucked Keith Malley.
Oh.
Yep, I did, and that.
Is this the
chick coming
from 40-year-old
episode.
Virgin?
That is, of course.
It sounds like it, right?
If you don't know, Keith from Keith and the Girl. I fucked him more than once. How do you feel about that, Humda?
What a dig.
This is the girl, of course. Her name's Michelle. And she does a show called Whisper Pearls. Very sensual show. Mm-hmm. She had another show where her and a friend used to... People writing in her description. That is correct. she had another show where they talked about I think upcoming technology and podcasts and this and that.
Exciting.
And it's very exciting. And one of the shows
that's where I lost him.
She
can't compete with
right.
that.
She she complained
chubby.
That I complained about Pod Show and the way Pod Show does business, and she didn't like that. And then later I realized. Well, here's everything.
So, the life that I lead today, I really strive to, if I have any resentments or anger or hostility toward anyone, I really try to get rid of it as soon as possible, either by talking to them or in some way working it out. And so the whole concept of, enemies is really, well, first of all, it's really a toxic one and one that I try to avoid. But You know.
Adam's making just a slap sign.
Even in recovery, we're, you know, by no means perfect.
Even in recovery.
Ooh. Even in recovery, we're, you know, by no means perfect.
What's that?
I got a chance.
People, at best, were struggling to overcome the dysfunction and hostility of our past lives. And I do, more often than I care to admit, fall prey to anger and resentment.
What?
And hostility.
As a human?
There are a couple of people that if somebody said to me, "Hey, Michelle, who are your enemies right now?" There are two people, literally two people, that I would say, okay, these two people
what,
are my
me?
Enemies.
You fucked my boyfriend. I'm just asking.
Maybe it's different people. Maybe it's like...
Oh, then I'm insulted. Where am I? Why don't you hate me?
If I never see them again for the rest of my life, I'd be very happy. And the reason that they become enemies is because they have in some way, consciously or not consciously, fucked up my life.
How are you unconscious fucking up your life?
Well, you can unconsciously fuck up somebody's life. Like maybe you tell a story about them.
No, not unconsciously, subconsciously.
Subconsciously. All right.
If you're unconscious, you're not doing anything to her life.
I was so drunk when I talked about her.
Well, I guess I would include the
passed
women.
Passed out and
who...
threw up all over her something.
Right, right.
And
threw up in my luggage.
Well, I guess I would include the women who strove to distance me from my friend on my enemies list, but you know, stay 10 feet away from list at least. But one person who's definitely on my enemies list, which I won't go into, but that would be Dickie Barrett.
Okay, don't go into it.
And
I just want to say his first and last name, but I don't want to get into this dude's life at all.
But he deserves it. Don't worry about
it.
Other person, which I will go into.
Ooh.
Please.
Two people, Keith and the girl, both of them.
I'm in.
I was afraid this wasn't going to go anywhere. Perfect.
No,
he stumbled on this
specifically, and they're.
Actually, I know
just
why.
Their way of being, their tactics, their life.
She hates our life.
Our way of being.
Our whole aura.
She hates our way of being.
And I haven't really talked about this.
She doesn't hate your cock.
No, she doesn't hate my unicorn dick.
That's not part of your being. That's part of your past lives.
She,
And I haven't really talked about this in any of my podcasts thus far, but, due to the, circumstances, and if you want to check out the circumstances I'm talking about, check out Keith and the Girl episode 717.
Thank you.
About Clock. Midway through. As you know, I am a signed artist on the Podshow roster, which is now the Mevio roster.
Oh, but you still need two roommates. What happened to the Quidditch?
And I'm very proud of that fact. I'm very happy about that.
You don't sound
happy.
Yeah. No, you're not happy. If you say happy, you're not happy. I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Nobody who tries so desperately to remove negativity from their head is that happy. I must fight the negativity. Life cannot do it.
She's the one on the left.
Yeah. Yes, she is. That's sad. She's the ugly one of these two.
These have been since the time I was signed till now. And as you may or may not know, Keith and the Girl and their show has specifically kind of made it a point to attack Pod Show and Adam Curry and Ron Bloom and...
Spit it out, dummy.
Things that they do, they went to the lengths at one point to read one of the contracts on the air word for word, which caused just all kinds of...
To say the least.
to say the least. Right.
All kinds of uproar. Oh, it was crazy. It was on dig. And once things are on dig, the uproar has reached its upward.
Consternation across the potosphere. And in point of fact, when I first started out in podcasting, I had two shows. I had Whispered Pearls.
Because I'm an overachiever.
I had a show called The Mike and Michelle Show. And I did that with my friend Mike, and
I was Michelle. Together, we called ourselves Mike and Michelle. There's a funny story about that. Now, moving on.
We were wondering if we should call it Eminem, but it was going to get so big, we think that Eminem Mars would assume
us. We were worried about copyright infringement.
I decided anything about candy melting in my mouth would go on my sexy show, Whispered Pearls, the show you are listening to. Now.
I felt at podcast. The time that, you know, this sort of, you know, sexy personal show that show where we dealt a lot with entertainment and stuff like that. Between the two, I felt like it was a good balance. And I enjoyed the time I spent doing the Mike and Michelle show.
I had a good time doing that. In other words, it was fun.
I loved it very much.
But the whole issue with Keith and the girl and them reading the contract and all of that, I would say was a major catalyst in why the Mike and Michelle show is no more.
Okay, now how does that make sense, Tommy?
Wow, high five.
Good work. Thank
you. We did that?
We shut somebody down?
We
ruined your show
by
somehow.
By reading somebody else's contract. How did we do that?
We did it. I'm going to...
Just by reading it, you voided the whole thing. That was in the fucking little, the tiny, tiny script at the end. If anyone reads this on the air.
Or maybe hurt feelings makes for no more podcast.
Here's what I understand from this dude, Mike, on our forums, that... Mark Yoshimoshi Nemkov, remember him? Ooh. He actually wrote a letter saying, hey, you don't seem to be a pro pod show because you seem to be on Keith's side or Keith and the girl's side reading this contract, and we don't have time for you. Michelle, do you want to be a member of pod show? And so they split up. They couldn't do a show together because this guy was on Keith and the girl's side. Do you follow that? Did that make sense?
Wait, Mike was on our side.
Yes.
And so then they said,
As far as he could know. You know, he's like, well, this contract seems real, and if it is real... Then it's pretty fucking amazing.
Right.
And they're like,
so
whoa.
So Mike had a brain.
He had a brain. He could think for himself.
So Mike said, oh, I heard this. Maybe I should, what, look into it?
Look into it.
It's a fucking contract.
Right. No, I don't care. I don't care what Adam wants, blah, blah, blah. They, of course, loved that.
You know what?
And that broke up their show. We did that. We broke up your show, Michelle.
If you don't care, I don't care what Adam Curry wants me to do. I'm okay with it.
Then that was a quote.
Then you don't need a contract because he shouldn't care what you do, and you guys should just, I don't know, kiss as payment at the end of the month.
Right. And it's not the Potosphere anymore. It's the Meviosphere, I believe. Thank you, Mr. X.
And as it turned out, it was good for me that show ended because
Mike
I started...
Mike was slowing you down.
Right. A. And B, you're welcome. Mm. You're welcome. How about a letter of thanks?
And as it turned out, it was good for me
that show ended because I started... That's the same kind of thing where, like, I don't need a man.
Right.
And now I can catch up with my girlfriends.
Right.
So thank you anyway.
I'm glad I was touched as a kid. It made me stronger.
And as it turned out, it was good for me that show ended because I started Miss Chabelle's Hollywood, nice.
we don't need to say more about that. Yeah. Miss Chabelle's Hollywood. Oh, that was her name, Michelle Bell. That was her name. I remember now.
I thought she was being cute on Michelle My Bell.
Maybe, but her name was Michelle Bell.
Oh, that you had sex with.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We love doing, and I'm getting a lot more creative benefit out of
very creative.
Doing myself.
But not a lot of more money.
And I'm able to focus on, you know, the Emmys and the Oscars and the radio station I love and things that my cohort... Mike never really wanted to talk about
that
so.
Bastard.
It's turned out to be a good thing.
I thought you pressed
at the time, I was devastated. I was just devastated that these assholes on the show
could
just be so vicious and mean and brutal.
Like this,
Malign this company that I had pretty much hitched my wagon to. And
A, you weren't with that company at the time. You weren't.
Oh, she wasn't?
No. B, I'm not shitting on you. I'm shitting on this company. Why would that affect you in the least?
Why can't you, Keith, agree with every decision she makes in her life?
Right.
Why can't you? You guys are best friends.
There's no reason that should affect you in the least. You can't, you're... Come on. You saw Adam Curry on MTV once. You fell in love.
These people are just easily broken.
That's true.
I had pretty much hitched my wagon to, and... You know, in this show that I referenced, 717, he mocked me for my stance about Podshow. And let me just explain something Keith probably doesn't understand, because for his job, he's like a clown, right?
No, not right.
So he probably doesn't.
That's so fantastic. That's so fantastic. Anytime you dummies try that one, he's a... I think he's a... What is it? What is it? I think he's a... You're just pre-cumming in your pants, honey, aren't you? I'm like, I think he's a... If I believe correctly, a... Fuck it. I'm going for it. A clown. I mean, right? Right? Yeah. I don't think it's something he would understand how the real world works. It's not a circus tent. All right, dummy. First off, you know we're not clowns anymore. You know that. Secondly, we admitted when we were clowns that it was our job, that we were getting most of our money when we were doing it. I stopped being a waiter. I was a clown. Kind of got me into that business.
What's a difference? You guys think a clown and a waiter? Can I get you something else? Can I get you another thing? Would you like some pepper? I'm gonna actually grind it for you. Can
the
I
difference
grind some
is
cheese for you?
Probably $80 an hour.
right. I believe hearing your two roommate story and your old story before on who you were living with.
You should get a clown.
I made more money than you did, Michelle. How about that? How about that? You want to talk baby talk? And you didn't look this up like we looked up Nick's phone calls. You didn't look this up and go, look what I found out in the public record. I told you. Mm-hmm. When we tell you that we're clowns, you're not going to get us by telling us that we were clowns. We're not humiliated by it.
Explain. Something Keith probably doesn't understand, because for his job, he's like a clown, right?
So right.
He probably doesn't understand the nature of working for a corporation, which is what I've done most of my life.
You work for a corporation! You're so smart!
Many of them. Then she'll go into, she's worked for many.
That's a bad career.
You've worked for many corporations, so you know how the business world works. I have no idea, and you'll explain that.
She's
right
a temp.
Of working for a corporation.
By the way, and you could tell this fucking hippie vibe. What corporations do doesn't disgust you.
Yeah.
You fucking sellout.
By the
You're a sellout.
Mr. X has a good point. A book publishing clown, a multi-CD clown. She's a pod show clown.
Right.
What I've done most of my life.
Or maybe she's a marionette.
Worked for corporations, big multinational corporations most of the time. And
I know.
It's a different thing.
How do you know how clown business works? Do you know that it's a clown business? Do you know that people sign contracts?
When you walk into a clown agent, bonk, bonk, do you want door A, door B? What would you like for your party? For my party. Party! I'm sorry, how are we going to get anything done? Get anything done! Run! Bomb! Hit my bomb! Smell my flower! Squirt! Here.
For the time, and...
Contract has invisible ink.
I don't talk to anybody unless I'm on my unicycle. One second, man.
Sexy potato. Many corporations, such as McDonald's, Burger King, Popeye's.
I've worked for many corporations.
Corporations.
Yeah. Individual people can be corporations.
Right.
Since when is corporation a positive word for a hippie?
Yeah. I've worked for many corporations.
I worked where people could care less about me.
What were you the CEO of, honey? Correct me.
Couldn't care less about it.
Yeah.
Multinational corporations most of the time.
Good job, Walmart greeter.
It's a different thing to work for a corporation like that than it is to
be self-employed. Good point.
You know, be a clown.
Mike C has a childish yet awesome point.
What's
at
that?
Least our clown makeup can come off.
That than it is to just, you know, be a clown. Let me just say. And pretty much the deal at any corporation is if you work for that corporation, you don't trash talk it.
Okay, now listen to this.
Have
you
dummy. Went out for food with anyone? Have you had drinks with anyone after work? Have you heard anyone say, I hate my job? Ever? Whatever you're signed to, that's your worship, your new worship, your new God.
And listen to what she says. This is about Podster she's talking about, obviously.
These are the people who signed the contract.
Right.
Well, we don't say anything bad anymore. We just don't.
Don't say anything
Scientology
bad.
Scientology is going to get to you. Something's going to get to you where you're, I don't know, some other, no, Scientology would be good for you. You're going to have something where, like, you have to shave your head and you're like, well, you know, the corporation says.
Your corporation, honey, was so proud of your show that they took our show and put their name on it. They attached it, their name, into the actual MP3 tags of the actual file. Can we talk about that? The corporation did that? You work for. How much money do you get? You're not getting money. How dare you even act like you're part of them? How fucking dare you? What are you making, bank? Huh? Do your two roommates get a piece of that? How much are you fucking making? You're not making it, and you know it. You're not making money, and you know it.
Our two
Shut
roommates,
up.
Are you talking about our sandbags?
Right. Where do those end? All right.
There may be things
going
on.
Our two sausage thumbs. That's our roommates. Sorry.
You don't trash talk it. There may be things going on that you might not like or might not approve of.
Do you
or
own a piece of the
might
company?
Actually think or doubt.
Right.
When I'm working at BK, I don't go to McDonald's.
You might not like or might not.
Yeah, trust me, she does.
Approve of or might actually
they
think
got
or doubt. Right.
Biscuit stupid. Now, which is ridiculous.
KFC bowl was number one selling item of the year. You're welcome.
But in fact, most of the time, I would say that's true. But you don't air that dirty laundry to the world. And
we didn't sign with them. We get to do that.
Yeah,
then.
We didn't sign with them. A. B. Did you ever write them one letter of something you were complaining about?
Dirty laundry to the world. And when I was defending Adam and defending Podshow, I really, truly believed that. They were my corporation, and I was going to stand by them. And whatever decisions they made, especially if I'm sitting there talking into a microphone, I'm going to defend them.
Why?
You know, I'm
that means you're a fucking jerk off and you're not thinking for yourself.
Yes, that's exactly what it means. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, Jeremy says, good thing all the Enron people didn't say anything.
Into a microphone, I'm going to defend them. You know, I'm going to say I am a valued member of Podshow and...
Yeah,
do they know who the fuck you are? Do they, Michelle? Do they? Another check. Oh, how they gonna make do?
And that's that, you know? So that was where I was coming from. And Keith, to this day, doesn't really understand how I could so blindly, you know.
A dummy. I remember that Mike and Michelle cleverly titled show. And you said... I don't care. You said, this is a quote. This is a paraphrase quote that you said, oh, I'm gonna go with whatever Adam says, though. I know Keith and the girl are reading this contract. I'm going with Adam. You said that. That is blind. That is what you did, and you said you were going to do it.
But she's still saying that she's blind.
And right.
You know what? Why would you go blind into anything? I'm not blind about Keith. I don't agree with Keith all the time just to stay together with him, and this is my life.
Right. Did you think Adam Curry was some kind of Asian cuisine? Good point, sexy potato. And you're like, I'm going wherever that's at. I know, pig. All right, I think people are getting it. You're bigger.
He doesn't really understand how I could so blindly, you know,
I'm going to make some of that later.
But it's not that I was blind. It's that I work for a corporation. I'm signed to a corporation. And I think it's in the contract that you don't say anything bad.
Then shut your
you know?
Face.
I can't
yeah.
disclose.
Is it
like,
there that you have to make yourself stupid on top of not saying anything?
Yeah. Yeah, we read the contract. You don't got to be so dumb.
Mm-hmm. I have. I can't, you know.
Is she now admitting that she wanted to be on our side but couldn't?
Right, now, like even while she's saying that, she wants to, but even if she wanted to, she couldn't. So then, So then, why listen to you if you can only say one thing?
Yeah,
the contract that you don't say anything bad. You know, I can't disclose like how many listeners I have. I can't.
You can, by the way, you can disclose, and you know that.
Can you disclose how many White Castle burgers you ate in one sitting?
I can disclose. I can easily look up on the internet shows that are above and below you, and easily figure out how many listeners you have. All right, quit making shit up. That is good about the White Castle burger, by the way.
Nothing bad. You know, I can't disclose like how many listeners I have. I can't. I don't want to cross that.
I don't want to not be a follower.
Yeah.
You know, say something that might get me in trouble. So I err on the side of, you know, not doing that.
Good. Good. And, smart.
Oh, wow. So there's no point in
that. That was what Keith seemed to really have a problem with.
At least when it comes to that issue, you're null and void.
Yeah.
When you were fucking her.
Yes.
Did you go, now we're going to do this? Well, I don't disagree. I'm going to fuck you in the face. Well, I think that I signed this contract.
In hindsight, I don't remember,
I think that you could have gotten, whatever you did with her, you could have gotten more. Mm. Because when she signs up for sex, she signs up for sex.
You could have choked her out.
She's not here to rock the boat,
So, actually, right about this time, I was discovering and exploring Second Life, which I talked about in here, you know, quite a bit also. I love Second Life. And at the time when I first went in there, I was just having sex all over the damn place.
Okay, I didn't know she was a slut.
On Second Life.
On Second Life.
And
I was even telling people, hey,
if
you want to have sex with me, I'll be in Second Life. Come have sex with me, right?
I didn't know that.
There was this one guy who...
Oh, he was the best.
I don't remember where I first ran into him. I think it was like one of those newbie, you know, when you first go in there, there's
Noobs. I swear, they're the sweetest.
Hey, noob, touch my boob.
You have to tell them where to get the cock or hand them one because they come... You know, with the default setting.
Like, hold on, let me send you the skin.
Yeah.
That has the giant cock.
And you can meet people there a lot of times. Yeah. And I think it was one of those. I was just standing there, and of course...
That'd be great if her thing looks exactly like her.
But she was the only one. I'm like, I gotta know what this is like. Wow. Why would you draw yourself like
that? Let me try it on flying first.
I remember exactly where she was. You would come to the main area, and there's you walk through like this little, like a little bridge or something. And I remember after I was there more than once, and somebody did give me a dick. I'd always get kicked out as soon as I logged on because I was in the welcome room where families can be and things like that, and I always had my dick out.
Yeah, he just walked around with his dick out.
Right. And that they don't like that.
You actually play?
I did check it out, absolutely.
Oh, God.
I had to take a look and see what the future holds.
Between glamour and this, Adam, you think you guys can still be friends?
I don't know.
So I remember her. She was sitting. There's a piano, I believe, on the right whenever you walk in. And she was sitting on the piano.
Playing Hide the Piano.
She was... And I don't know what I said or what happened. Maybe she does.
But something awesome. I don't know if you've ever seen me in Second Life, but I wear, like, really... Basically,
ooh, I'm a dirty
pretty slutty
girl,
clothes with big boobs and a big ass, like
totally.
I am in real life.
Totes.
And
by the way, not like she is in real life. That's a lie.
So I was just standing there, and this guy came up to me, and we started talking, and one thing led to another, and he showed me this sleazy little motel that he had found.
He walked me there. He's such a gentleman.
I didn't walk. I flew and said, keep up,
God.
Honey. Yeah, you can fly. Oh, yeah.
Can she blow you as you fly, though? You try that.
She's getting towed along by your dick.
No, because you know
she's
how, like, you know, there's blowjobs in cabs, and
right.
You know, it's kind of hot, and while you're driving, and blah, blah, blah. I think that would be cool. Go back in, babe.
And... We had some pretty hot sex.
Mike C. When she was fucking Keith, all she thought was, he can't possibly fuck me as hard as Pod Show is.
Can you pull out a gun in this game?
Yes, you can.
Can you get a blowjob and blow her head off halfway through?
You can't. There's worlds where you can kill people and other places where you cannot kill people. Most places you cannot kill people. So it's not like fun. But what I did enjoy doing,
it's not
because
like real
these,
life.
These nerds get so upset, is to have like a Gatling gun was my weapon of choice. Dick out, Gatling gun on my shoulder. And I'd go over to, and a lot of the time I'd visit the Adam Curry's castle and start shooting everybody. But you don't die because in this land you can't kill people. But it does make bullets and shit all around them. And they're seriously trying to take this like it's the real world. And they get mad and go, stop it, quit shooting me. Nobody's shooting you. None of this is happening. Like, I'm going to go get a drink. Then get a fucking drink. What virtual refrigerator do you got to go get a drink from? Did you ride in Curry's helicopter? He's fake what?
I just walk around.
We can all fly. Why do you need
shooting guns with my dick out the whole time?
I'm just coming by. It's like, hey, stop it. Quit it. You're ruining the party. Did you get our latest t-shirt?
We had some pretty hot sex.
Yes, we did.
We fucked like mad. Mm. And
good job, babe.
For those of
Thank
you who
you.
Aren't familiar with
Second
Life.
I don't
know
how that works, that you fucked like mad over typing.
She'll explain.
But no, but...
My girl will explain.
I'm very proud. What the fuck? We fucked like mad. Have you ever been fucked like mad for real before? Because, man, trust me, I know Keith is awesome, but he did not fuck you like
you should
mad
see.
That day.
I pressed the F button with one hand.
Oh, not the F button.
And then the U button. F you.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Second Life,
tell these non-believers, sweetheart.
It's kind of the equivalent of my real life, except things happen.
You're with Second Life.
To me.
It's kind of the equivalent of phone sex, you know? It's very much sex. There was very much sex going on, but you're...
Definitely.
You're basically...
So definitely.
Looking at a computer screen, you know,
and
you're not hearing the
chair.
Other person's voice. You're just.
Do you know that I could have been eating Chinese food while fucking you? It is not very much fucking. It's a form of sex. I will give you that.
I don't know.
But I can apparently fuck
no.
the shit out of you, get a drink.
I don't even count getting a hand job as sex, like a real right. physical hand job.
Well, you're
so,
so
how
cute.
The fuck is?
I did it good. I did it good.
Don't take it away from him.
As I'm probably...
You fucked the shit out of her typewriter. Yeah.
Hump, execute.
I'm probably like eating shit. I probably got shit all over my face.
Wait. Let me just quickly fuck Michelle real quick
sure.
before we continue.
Sure.
Donkey punch.
Hey, Michelle, you're wet. I'm horny. I'm fucking you. Fuck. Fucking. Let me take it out. I'm putting it in your mouth. Fucking your mouth. You're hot. You're sexy. Oh, you're doing it good. Oh, you're doing it great now. Oh, I'm turning you over. You hear me talk dirty? I'm talking dirty to you.
I just slapped you in the face.
Did you see my log? I just know
I actually had sexy.
That's what you call it?
It's sexier in type form. I'll tell you that. She understands.
Computer screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're not hearing the other person's voice.
She masturbated to it a bunch of times.
You know, seeing what they're doing and saying to you. So I definitely had orgasms with this.
Are you sitting on something now?
These pictures aren't that insane. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's two people fucking, and they do take the time. Like, you'll have a dick, and I believe... Like when you're fucking, the dick will hide. Like you're really, really putting a dick into this other computer thing, and then you could put it. And then some nerd wrote a program. Like, do you want to do a doggy style? So now you're doggy style fucking, or do you want a blowjob? Now you're getting a blowjob. But that's it. Like it's not like what kind of virtual reality world are we living now? It's not so crazy.
Person. And I grew to like him, and. The thing that's kind of funny is that he sort of became my stalker.
Yes.
In Second Life, because you you can follow somebody. It's sort of like one of those buddy beacon things. You know, you can allow someone to follow you.
Can you choose how big your dick is?
Yes, you can. It can be any size.
I make it extra small. Dark.
Well, I was like, I would not wear it sometimes when I'd fuck in Second Life, and they'd go like, "You need a dick," and go, "Don't be an asshole. This is all I got."
You have that turned on. They can see wherever you are in the world. They can find you and show up there.
I mean, that doesn't mean he's stalking you. That means so you're available.
Right.
I mean, every single time I came on, boom, there he is. You know, he's just all over me.
Sometimes he would shoot his guns at me. Sometimes he would shoot his gun at me.
No, but you were all over her.
Thank you.
It's the next minute. You know, it was just this thing we had for a while.
Pathetic. And you get virtually, oh, he so wants me.
So
yeah.
I don't blame her for thinking this.
The next minute. You know, it was just this thing we had for a while.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's your relationship. You're a loser. God.
I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed this guy. You know, he was hot. The sex was fun. It was interesting.
Like, it's a real person. Like, it's a guy.
And if I'm talking to a chick in that, I'm going to take one that dressed her fake person up sexy. I came with the default person. So maybe it was my swagger. I don't know. But I'd have the default shirt and jeans.
This guy, you know, he was hot. The sex was fun. It was interesting.
We did it doggy style. And then I gave him a blowjob.
Wait, so he was hot means...
That's right.
She goes through the options. Sex was so hot.
She was a good virtual ass-to-mouth girl. You don't see a lot of those anymore.
ATM. Cha-ching.
So, okay. She didn't know it was, like, Keith Malley.
She had no idea.
This guy.
Right. Later, obviously,
and you knew
she
it
found
was her?
Yeah. I did not know either.
And would you really follow her knowing that she'll be into it and let's just get this going?
Yes.
Like,
not follow her. Like, I'm online. I'm fucking around.
And you see who's your buddy and you go, oh, she's on. Let me just go get laid.
Exactly.
How many times do you know how many times you had sex?
I don't know. I'm 2 or 3. I really don't know.
Wasn't more than that? It sounded like
every day you ran
after her.
No.
And were you having sex with other people? Were you cheating on her? Oh, my God.
Was I cheating on her?
Don't say that. Just don't. Just don't. That was really something. I mean, you went on a couple dates.
Tell me you wore a condom.
We're so going to have a Second Life baby, and I'm going to have to take care of it now.
I hope my computer doesn't get a virus.
Maybe that's why it keeps crashing, you fucking whore.
So I was also exploring the different groups and things
get in. I can assume you were jerking off.
Yeah, of course.
Well, sometimes, you know, and then you've learned that it was this.
I fucked Hemda to fucking people on.
We both fucked Second Life. Just kidding.
So it may have been. It may have been her.
Really? No, I think that was a whore we were with that time.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. I went to the whore places. That's right. I remember that.
Because now we need to pay for fake whores. It's so sad.
You're sounding bad too,
babe.
It's 50 cents. I don't know how these girls make any money.
Because they're fucking a zillion of yous at once.
It's real 50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
I caught him masturbating, and he's looking at the computer. Not caught him, but I caught him, and he's looking at the computer. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? And he was fucking a whore.
For 50 cents of your real money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's on chat, so you can fuck a million people. So then I come in, I'm like, oh, let me join. So now Keith and I are having sex, and I'm typing instead of him, and she's not responding to me. And he goes, well, you fucked it up. She knows it's not me, because he was going, oh, you look so pretty. And I'm like, fuck you, bend over, you fucking whore. I'm paying money. Fuck me.
So I was also exploring
the
different groups and things that you can get into in Second Life. And they had this thing, I don't know if they still have it, but if you join a group, you have your name over your head anyway, but you can have this like description of your group. And there was one group.
I don't know why I got staticky all of a sudden.
I don't even remember what it was. I think it was like the podcasting network or something. And the thing that was over your head was podcaster, right? So one day I'm in there and he pops in, of course, because he's stalking me, and sees this thing above my head that says podcaster. And he's like, what's that? I'm like, well, it's, you know, I'm a podcaster. And he pauses for a really long time.
Okay, here's my side of the story. There were no long pauses. Like, she threw me. I'm a podcaster. What?
Oh.
Whoa. Holy shit. Like, what did I think podcaster meant? Whoa. Holy don't tell me I'm a podcaster. Not, that's like fucking somebody in my own family. Oh, it's blowing my mind.
And he pauses for a really long time. And he says, really? What's your podcast? And I said, you know, Whisper Pearls. I do this, you know, sex podcast called Whisper Pearls. And he didn't say anything again for a really long time.
I just threw him all over the place.
And I was like, why? Are you a podcaster too? And he finally said, yeah. I know you. And I was like, you do? Who are you? What's your podcast? And boom, he was gone. He was gone.
Out of my Never... life. He didn't even say goodbye. I mean, I give this guy the best sex of my life. And then he finds out I'm a podcaster. He finds out that he knows me. You would think at that point that we have something in common. But no, he took his big dick and he just flew away.
Scraping on the ground behind
him. I don't understand. I try to keep so positive. Why would people do this to me in a fake world?
Well, it was so funny to me to find this out. But at the same time, like, well, I can't jerk off to you now that I know you. You're a person. But I still had no idea what she looked like. I never knew.
Now, why can't you jerk off to her now that you know her? Is it now like...
Because you won't let me. And
did you know? Did we talk about it, or did you just assume, okay, maybe that's not...
I knew. But I don't know. Like, I didn't want to either. Like, it'd be weird. You know, I'm not going to get into it knowing you're such a fucking retard.
Well, did you know?
You know what I mean? I knew how she... I knew that she did this show.
You knew the show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I knew of it, yes. And I knew that one show where...
Oh, we had already talked about her?
We already talked about the pod show contract. Not her, but the pod show contract. Right. She somehow took it like that was about her.
Okay.
He was gone.
Yeah, that fucking mosquito sound is coming from her.
Never saw him again. And I was like, wow, that's really weird.
Okay, by the way, I don't just vanish when I leave somebody. I dramatically fly away.
That's what I said. I know.
Come to find out, it's fucking Keith Malley from Keith and the Girl. My enemy. I was fucking my enemy in Second Life. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? I've been struggling with this since I've heard this news this week. My friend listens to Keith and the Girl, and he's a little bit behind. He's on 717, so he just told me this week.
Nice.
So this
friend.
Episode was out like a month ago. And I'm just perplexed, you know, because it's like, I don't know, it's like this weird karmic thing, like, you know, you can't
karmic
hate
thing.
Anybody. You've got to love them or
what?
Something, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you got to fuck them and then get over it.
What is the word? Is it just hippie? What is the word for these hippies that I know somebody well like this and I know people like this?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you're still a regular person and you're making these weird things up to act like you're all into peace, love, and you're so deep.
There is no not feeling bad in life.
There is
no not feeling bad. There is no... liking everybody you come across.
Phony baloney.
That's what it is.
That's what I call them.
Yeah.
That's phony baloney.
Yeah. I was giving the most private part of myself to this guy.
Most private part? You invited everybody to come fuck you in Second Life. Now it's the most private part?
I found the dragon hole.
I remember when that happened between us. That is nice. No, you're right.
Quintuple penetration. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, I told you can buy dicks. I had four.
You found the fourth input.
Yep.
You know? Because I was. I was giving the most private part of myself to this guy whom I didn't know, who turns out to be fucking Keith Malley.
I was sitting at home playing with my fat pussy.
And that...
Ugh. What a smelly, stinky mess that probably was.
That's what, you know what, people are saying that on the feedback. The difference of having sex in Second Life, Keith couldn't smell me.
And I started thinking about it and I thought, oh my God.
Then I went and I washed my hand off. It's gross.
And then
I missed that. Go ahead.
And I thought, oh my god, what if I fucked Dickie Barrett too? Oh. And then I threw up in the bathroom. Oh my god. I mean, that's like the worst thing that I could imagine happening.
That's the worst thing you can imagine happening?
The worst
what
thing.
What about you got raped?
Right.
By Keith Malley.
What made you?
In real life.
What in the first place made you want to eat so much? Was that a worst thing? Was that a worst thing, Michelle? Mishabelle. What the fuck was it? Mishabelle. My sweet Mishabelle, I call her. Michelin, I called her.
Worst thing that I could imagine happening, you know, to just go in there and be fucking someone you hate.
Wow, you have a boring, pathetic life. That's the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
Actually, that's a nice life.
Worst things happened to me this week.
You stubbed your finger. That's worse.
Right. Anything that happened to you as a real person is worse. Yeah. After I fucked you, did you go back to your fake home? Because I could just unplug.
And not knowing it.
Oh, God.
Felt so dirty.
And he's talking about it now on his show.
That's right.
In 717, he's like, oh, yeah, I fucked a chick from Whispered Pearls, because that's how he talks. You know, he's this crude, rude, obnoxious bastard.
How dare you? How dare you?
Thank you. Thank you.
You are not allowed to judge. You want to be open about your sexuality. You want to invite everybody to come fuck you in this fake world. I was inviting everybody out. And then I found this guy, and he's following me, and I fucked him real good. But when Keith talks about it, because he talks about it, I don't know, in whatever way you're hearing in your dumb fat head, that's not okay.
She did have a point, though. I do talk like that.
But she talks like that, too.
Right.
She talks like that, too, and I fucking hate the contradiction.
No, but she's not like, I fucked that guy. She's, and then I fucked
him. Oh, my God. Which was worse?
And then sucked my fat pussy.
And he says, yeah, I talked about it on here before. And so if anyone out there who's listening to this listens to that hateful piece of trash called Keith and the Girl.
All right, listen up, folks. She wants you to do her a favor.
There who's listening to this listens to that hateful piece of trash called Keith and the Girl and happens to know the previous episode where he also talked about me, please IM me or email me.
Don't talk to Jeremy like that.
whisperedpearls@mac.com. Or myspace.com/whisperedpearls, because really like to know.
I'm sorry.
.com/whisperedpearls.
Just in case I'm to talk over that.
I'm sorry.
At mac.com, or IM me, or email me at whisperedpearls@mac.com, or myspace.com/whisperedpearls, because I'd really like to know.
Okay.
Dummy.
Done.
I'd really like to know what he was saying about me.
Somebody will send you a CD, trust me.
So,
I think you're about to be disowned.
I'm working
again.
That out.
She's working it out. She has to make peace with this, all the beautiful orgasms I gave her, but it was coming from me. How about this, honey? You're welcome. Now you know who to
thank.
If
you know things like that are going to affect you, why would you, A, just be so open to it?
Because I keep, you know why?
And B, not look it up before.
Because I keep forgetting the universe is so evil.
Oh, yeah.
Which will only give me more love. Actually.
In the end.
In the end. Yeah. In her end. Hooah. Fake hooah.
Anybody who thinks that sex...
Fake ho, too. Because you know this slob doesn't have the guts to go out to a bar and fuck a real guy.
Right.
I'm working that out.
Make peace.
And anybody who thinks that sex in Second Life isn't really sex...
This is for you, Adam.
Has never has had real sex.
It's not true.
Not
because
true.
Because I'm here to tell you all the guilt and shame and embarrassment.
Yeah, then you've been having great sex in real life. If you've every time it's guilt, shame, and embarrassment, just like the real thing.
Who's having the guilt, shame, and embarrassment?
When you're wiping that nut off of your face, you feel just as guilty and low.
Fucking someone you hate is absolutely there, even though it was this virtual world experience.
It's retroactive.
Yeah, so I fucked Keith and I fondled Brother Love's crotch, you know?
What is this whore doing? I don't know this story.
What is that?
I don't know. What's up, Brolo?
Burn in hell. I swear. Oh, man.
Oh, that's rich.
And we are inextricably drawn into things that we want nothing to do with.
That's deep.
That's deep, like my fucking holes.
Talk it, yeah. Try to make philosophy out of your second life. Dummy.
Oh, the perspective that he brings.
You dummy.
You and Deepak.
That happened. Maybe it's like that. Maybe
I've learned
like the
so
things
much
that you...
from fucking people on video game.
So what is this, Brother Love?
Think.
Brother Love wrote, what? Eek. He doesn't even remember. Did this
happen?
He's a
Second Life slut. God.
Did this even happen, Michelle? Did you take like a Brother Love poster of his and fondle that?
We are inextricably drawn into things that we want nothing to do with.
Inextricably.
How does that happen? Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like the things that you hate, you become attracted to because you hate them so much.
Yes, baby.
Although I have to say, fucking someone when you hate them, really great sex.
Huh?
If I had known that's who it was, if he had stayed there, we would have really had some great sex.
Wait,
it couldn't have got better, baby.
I don't understand, though. She had shame and whatever.
Right.
But now that she knows, it could be great.
We could have worked through it with a knot on her eye.
Why don't you listen to your shows back a little bit?
Oh, wow.
That's what we used to say in the fake world.
What kind of sex does she like, Kevin?
Dog style face.
No, but like hateful or like, oh man, you're so hot and this is great. And
I honestly, not trying to be funny, I don't remember at all. I don't remember anything I typed at all.
I'm just going to let that go. I'm going to let it out of my system. I have to say, since he talked about Whispered Pearls, though.
You're welcome.
We've definitely seen a bump in our listenership because, you know, at least to hear them tell it, they've got like a million listeners per show or whatever.
Oh, no, we're not allowed to give out that information.
Now, how come you have to do that? You just admit...
Oh, she's being sarcastic?
You got a spike, and then
she's
admitting the spike, I think.
I know.
But then being sarcastic.
Really?
I mean, to hear them tell it. No, to hear your fucking numbers tell it. You're welcome.
I hate
hell
that.
Yeah.
She laughs and sighs like she's hot.
Yeah.
You can't get away with that.
You make me never want to fuck anyone in Second Life again.
Mm.
God.
What a loss.
Man.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a life changer.
Oh, and it's Mevio now. It's no longer Pod Show, and I still love
difference.
It, and I still defend Adam Curry.
Good girl.
And, oh, by the way, we have GoDaddy promotions.
Of course you do. Good. What are you going to have, dummy? All right, very good. Final thoughts, Michelle?
You know, I kind of feel like Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, where, you know, his...
What?
The whole first part of his life was wasted and full of horrible things. And
he did some good films.
This is what you got out of Iron Man?
No, the actual fake Iron Man. Everything in her life is referenced by fake shit. Mm. She's not talking Robert Downey Jr., the person. She's talking about him and Iron Man.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Comparing her life to that of Iron Man, you know, the superhero.
A movie about a comic book.
As a reference for her life. You know how he wasted his life, banging hot chicks and living in mansions and...
full of horrible things and...
And then I got my iron suit.
Not being present, and then he wakes
I
up.
Fly and... now.
And then we both got out of our Iraqi, Afghani prisons.
Full of horrible things and... Not being present, and then he wakes up and goes, wow, now I know what my purpose is. And
right.
I know very clearly right now what my purpose is in this life. It is only totally and completely to feel love, to live love, and to spread love to everyone.
You're
How'd you
welcome.
How'd you get that?
By my virtual dick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
I should have fucked your virtual dick.
Yes, I would have made you a better person. My real dick, man, it's average. I move. There's only so many things I know how to do, I'll be honest. But my virtual dick will change you.
Can I make mine glow and it's poison?
Yes, you can.
It kills you.
Yes.
My virtual dick on Second Life has
mine is serrated.
What's that?
My virtual dick on Second Life has AIDS.
Mmm. You can only use that in certain lands, though.
To feel love, to live love, and to spread love to everyone I see, everyone I talk to, in every situation, even if we're talking about the lowest of the low. Like,
wait, did you learn that lesson just now? Because that's not how you behave.
Yeah, she's not doing good.
No, so far, I'm hoping it's like, and, like, the last word. Yeah,
wasn't she just trash talking?
Yeah. No. And go. He's and positive turn on. Iron Man, go.
He's a piece of shit. Ah, I failed.
Sometimes on this path we will fail, but we stand up. And it's not how you fall. It's how you get up. Jeremy's saying, by the way, when we did talk about this story back in show 389, we're at the 700-something now, 739, 389. We didn't say, but this was a long time ago. And everybody could email her and let her know that so she can hear these two shows.
We're talking about the lowest of the low, like Dick Cheney, Dickie Barrett, and Keith Malley.
If she fucked Dick Cheney, virtual or otherwise, I will not feel special.
Even those people, I must find it in my heart to love.
Yes.
The road I toe.
How can I go to work on top of all of this? It's too much. I gotta learn how to love. I gotta love then. I gotta remember to love after that. I gotta not say not nice things. Fucking, sorry.
Redo.
Tough road.
This is what I call my third life.
And this is what I call my fifth, a pizza burger.
The cheap ones are so good.
You don't hurt me, pizza burger.
It's a tough road ahead of me.
Rocky road, my favorite.
But it's true. Yeah. On a spiritual level, right, I joke about it, but it's really, really true. Right.
I joke too, but it is true.
People are listening, and you're making deep points, and you're changing lives.
When they call you...
That's what's happening.
When they call Michelle's pussy her beef curtains, she tried to eat them. No, Michelle. That is just a derogatory term.
She tried to steal the roast beef sandwich out of Don King's mouth.
That is really what Whisper Pearls is about.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, sweetheart. All right. So one last time before we leave today. Tell me how you are so full of love.
I hope that I give you, my listeners, some help every week.
Some pause. In whatever your
path is, whatever road it is you travel, that...
Worse than moment of
that
truth.
What you take with right. me is some of my love and some of my strength, because I feel like I have a lot of strength and a lot of love.
You fell down from Second Life. There's no strength there.
You're the new Iron Man. Keith Cox broke your heart.
That's her Second Life character. It's Iron Man. Doomy.
And you know how Robert Downey Jr. and Iron Man had that,
like,
light that was his heart? That was so cool.
He went on and fucked a lot of real people. That's how you're different.
Like, light that was his heart? That was so cool on a metaphorical level.
Yeah. I just came again.
Nobody's reading. You know, it is. Well, what did you say the word was for these fake hippies? Phony balonies?
Phony baloney.
She's a phony baloney. There's not deep books out there that you can actually read.
She's getting her philosophy from, like, The Matrix, Iron Man.
Thank you, Stan Lee. Yeah.
God.
But that's how I feel. What did that guy say? It was like three lifetimes of strength or something. That's how I feel my love is. Mm-hmm. This love that I've discovered.
Like Iron Man's heart.
Yeah. I remember bending over her strength. At a piano chair.
I extinguished your light.
It's so strong.
Take that, Iron Man.
This love that I've discovered, it's so strong. It's unbelievable. Like, it can power whole cities with its electricity, you know?
Beautiful. Go out and save some lives.
Right.
And here it sits, right there in my chest, just sort of glowing.
2 feet deep in my chest.
As I go through life. Hopefully, someday,
somebody
I'll be
will
able to share that with someone.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
There it is, yeah. Someday. Please fuck me for real.
Just cuddle. Can I cuddle?
So there it is. There's the relationship between me and my Michelle.
Did you Second Life cuddle with her after you fucked her?
I did not.
You flew away.
I flew away. But my phone number. I am me.
You whip out the Tommy gun and fly away.
Shooting her.
Ah, my sweet little Michelle.
I don't know what to say about all that.
It's nothing, you know, just take it in. Just take it in. Good girl. My little pearl necklace, I always called her. Oh, she's a sweet one. She's a sweet one. All right, so it's Whispered Pearls. Google it. If it's not whisperedpearls.com, then just Google it and say hi to her. She's a strong, strong woman. And my fake dick's responsible. And once again, she's welcome. She's welcome. I have so much love to give.
Reboot!
All right. Adam, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm breathing too heavy listening to her voice again. I can't possibly do a show.
I can't compete. Let's break up.
She's got some fat lungs. Am I wrong?
No, she's still fucking you. She can't get over it. She's working on it.
You think she was fucking another dude as she was recording her show?
I don't know if she could feel it.
Well, that's sad. That's sad. All right. I love her very much. Any announcements before we leave? I will be fucking on Virtual Life next Friday at 2 p.m.
Adam's coming to our telethon, I hear.
That's true.
Yeah. And we got to get the cable back in here so you can do whatever the fuck you guys used to do while I was sleeping and calling weirdo places.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. Anyway, keithandthegirl.com/events. Check it out and join us for the 72-hour-long show.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. keithandthegirl.com.